You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
And thank God it's Monday. Thank God it is Monday. Ready to dive in today on a bunch of news, a bunch of nonsense. And I got to tell you, I'm just, I'm done debating nonsense. All I care about is defeating the left. All I care about is taking down the cabal that has taken over our government, taken over our universities. We have universities right now where Jewish students are being told to stay home from class today. When did that become acceptable? If that is happening at a university near you, that university should be summarily shut down, should be shut down completely, at least temporarily until order is restored. And if anti-Semitism continues to be fomented on those campi, the people who are fomenting it need to be removed. If it doesn't fix it then shut down the damn university permanently. Defund it completely. Because this is nonsense. This is 1939 Germany in America. And I got to tell you, the Democrat Party is the new Nazi Party. The Democrat Party is the new Nazi Party. As much as that may sound shocking to you, if you look at the similarities between Hitler's Germany and the Democrat Party right now, you'd have to say that, yes, this Democrat Party is taking cues from Hitler's Germany, from Stalin's Russia, and Mao's China. And we can't allow it to happen. That's just it. That's all there is. You've got criminal indictments of a political opponent going on, four political indictments going on, one in New York this week. It's a nonsense trial based on nothing with another corrupt judge. You've got the censorship of free speech for the last 4 years by the man who's in office right now, who was brought into office because the IRS or the FBI, the DOJ, the DHS, the CIA were all involved in rigging the last election, and before that they rigged the election before that. If you are a Democrat, you have not had your choice of a candidate in at least three election cycles, and now your Democrat Party, and particularly you who are of the Jewish persuasion, if you today still are a Democrat, you're out of your mind. You are out of your mind. Look at what has been uncovered on our university campuses. Look what has been uncovered in our major cities around America. The boycott, divest movement with Israel is actually a Nazi movement on campus. It is an anti-Semitic movement on campus, and the useful idiots on campus are just as useful and stupid as the brown shirts were in Hitler's brigade. They are spouting the same talking points, the same socialist talking points, as have been repeated in the worst despotic regimes in history. And that is your Democrat Party. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm done with it. If I had a kid going to Columbia University, I would immediately get as many of my big ex-military or current military friends to go to the campus, and if anybody tries to pick a fight with me, they get a beat down. Because if the people in charge of these universities and the governors in charge of these states and the mayors in charge of these cities don't get a handle on this, then the rest of us are going to have to. Because we all know how history repeats itself. And I am here to defend my Jewish brothers and sisters, the most persecuted people in the history of the world, and I sure as hell am not going to let another Holocaust happen, a third Holocaust. We had the one during World War II. We had the one on October the 7th. It took weeks to deny the second Holocaust, and now there are people in our country, in Canada, in countries around the world, who are actually phone-bending and cheering on a third Holocaust. And I'm not going to take it. I hope you're not going to take it as well. We've got a lot of distractions every single day. Every single day we've got a million distractions going on. And the one thing we had to stay focused on is saving our country. That's it. We had another defeat on Saturday. The U.S. border was completely ignored by a Congress that could give a flying crap about the American people. They're more concerned with buying off other countries, buying off other oligarchs, enriching themselves than they are taking care of our country and our southern border. And you knew that. You had a good feeling that was going to happen on Saturday, and it did. So again, what do we have to do? We have to stay focused. We have to stay focused on November. We have to stay focused on putting Donald Trump in office. We have to stay focused on taking down this deep state. And the deep state is going to give everything, throw everything at us. And they are right now. They're throwing everything at us. So we stay focused as the founders, and we defend ourselves, and we defend the defenseless, and we march on. This is Donald Trump outside of the trial that's starting in New York today. You're going to hear salacious bullcrap that isn't even associated with the cobbled together charges from a corrupt DA and AG. You're going to hear a lot of this. It adds no credence to the insanity of these charges and the attempt to remove Donald Trump not only from the campaign trail, but from the race, and to potentially even put him in jail. Here is Donald Trump this morning.
Thank you very much. I just want to say before we begin, these are all Biden trials. This is done as election interference. Everybody knows it. I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning. And it's very unfair. Fortunately, the poll numbers are very good. They've been going up because people understand what's going on. This is a witch hunt, and it's a shame. And it comes out of Washington. It's in coordination with Washington, everything, including the DA's office. It's in coordination with Washington. I just want people to understand that this is done for purposes of hurting the opponent of the worst president in the history of our country.
Amen. And it's not going to work, by the way. His polls just keep going up, and more people keep jumping on the bandwagon because they realize this is fraudulent. Stephen A. Smith realizes this is fraudulent. More and more people of color realizing the Democrat Party is and has never been a party for the people. It has always been a racist cabal of status. And we are very blessed to have them expose themselves so much in the last 4 years. And now, if you still vote Democrat, there's something wrong with you mentally. At this point, this is Beat the Press this weekend, talking about Joe Biden's plummeting poll numbers.
We talk about the erosion for Biden, and now you start to see it. Look at these numbers. Trump advantages on all of these traits.
And I stop here because competent and effective, that was President Biden's, the crux of his campaign pitch back in 2020.
Competence, yeah, that's funny. Sure, it was the pitch. It wasn't true.
And we actually polled this question in 2020, and it was basically the exact opposite. It was Biden with about a 10-point advantage over Trump. And again, same with handling a crisis. Biden had the edge over Trump. And how about this? It's the former president, the current president. We don't really see matchups like this. Well, now we can measure it. Who has the strong record as president? And again, Trump outpacing Biden on that front. And again, you got to mention this one, too. Necessary mental and physical health. Huh. We asked this 4 years ago. It was a wash. It's now a clear liability for Joe Biden.
So that's kind of odd because, you know, you got people like Joe Scarborough saying that Joe Biden's brain is working perfectly. Here's Joe Biden just this weekend.
What's it take to be an electrician? Is that what you just say? So you get a little bit of training. 4 to 5 years of training to become an electrician. You're the best in the world. That's why. No, I really mean it. I mean it. You're the best in the world. Instead of importing foreign products, I'm exporting their products.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the emperor's naked. Everybody knows it. It's not working. Everybody knows that Joe Biden's brain doesn't work, but they're doing some things this weekend I'm going to share with you in a moment here. Letitia James is trying to get the $175 million bond to be rejected. She says the insurance company has not backed it. She's doing everything she can to go after that. Then you've also got a Democrat, Benny Thompson, proposing that if Donald Trump is convicted of any of these charges, and if they are able to manage, and this is what they want to put Donald Trump in jail. Benny Thompson is proposing the assassination of Donald Trump. He is proposing a bill to strip Trump of Secret Service protection if convicted and sentenced to jail. The Democrat Party has made it very clear they will do anything, including an assassination of our candidate, to prevent our candidate from being chosen as the leader of the people after a rigged election in 2020. That's your Democrat Party, kids. What do you think about that? Are you down with that? Because if you are, you are mentally ill, and you're going to get beaten, because the American people are singing, and the American people are angry, and the American people are done with all of this nonsense. Here's the number, 800-922-6680. More details on Trump's trial and what the Democrats are attempting to do to keep Donald Trump from being the next president of the United States. And again, we're going to beat this. We will beat this. Good wins. But we are going to go through many tribulations before then. Let's go ahead and take a break, my friends. You are listening to a Monday edition of The Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Our money loses value every year due to inflation. In fact, the dollar has lost over 98% of its value relative to gold. What if you could earn income in gold, which can't get inflated away, instead of dollars? Monetary Metals does just that. They offer the ability to earn income in gold, growing your total ounces over time by leasing or loaning your gold to qualified gold-using businesses. Earn 2 to 5% annually on your gold while supporting qualified businesses in the gold industry. Or if you're an accredited investor, you could earn even higher yields, double digits, in their gold bond offerings. You can open an account directly on Monetary Metals' website in less than 15 minutes. Fund your account by purchasing gold directly from Monetary Metals at less than 1% over spot, or you can use gold you already have. They provide free shipping and insurance and free storage and insurance for any metal in your account. Opt out of the dollar, central bankers, fiat currency, the corrupt financial system, and get your own personal gold standard with Monetary Metals. Visit monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information. Again, monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information, or to get started opening your account.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to newsmax.com/listen for details.
It is a Monday edition of the Rob Carson Show, broadcasting live once again from studios of BOTT Radio Networks, B-O-T-T Radio Networks, and it is a Christian broadcast company. I'm very proud to be here, and I believe it is kind of a fate that I'm here, to be quite honest, to be in a Christian broadcast company facility, working with people who are defending our country and defending the people of Israel and the Jewish faith as well, as they face their biggest challenge since the creation of Israel and since Nazi Germany attempted to wipe the Jewish people off the face of the planet. And we've got that nonsense happening in our country. And I'm just going to be honest, I have no patience for it. Do I encourage people beating down anti-Semitic protesters on campus? Oh, hell yes. If they take a swing first, they need to get a beat down. This ends. This is not protected speech. Saying that you want the Israel wiped off the planet to threaten Jewish students on campus, to surround Jewish students on campus, I want a beat down of these people. If it takes the National Guard, then it's going to take the National Guard. If it takes the parents of these Jewish students and their friends, then it's going to have to. But if the government is not going to protect the Jewish students and the Jewish people in the United States of America and around the world, then by God in heaven, I will, and I hope you will join with me as well. This is utterly, utterly ridiculous and absolutely unacceptable, and that is, it has been able to rise on campuses like at Columbia University, which, by the way, the president should be removed immediately and order restored. Every person who's taken part in these anti-Israel protests on campus, their cell phones need to be tracked, just like the FBI tracked the January the 6th protesters. They need to be investigated. If they are not in the country as citizens, they need to be deported immediately from the country. If they are going to the university and they are students from the United States and they took part, their their career, their academic career at Columbia University and Yale should end immediately. You're done. You're booted. Do what you got to do. Go to a trade school if you can get in, but you're done. Absolutely, 100%. I am unequivocal in my defense of the Jewish people in the United States of America. That's it. Did I make myself clear? I think I made myself clear. This is really, many, many things to be concerned about. The southern border, absolutely on the list. But the rise of anti-Semitism, like in Nazi Germany, in my lifetime in the United States, will not stand. It cannot stand. That's it. This is Josh Hawley talking about what's going on university campuses.
I can't help but think, Mr. President, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, the President of the United States had to activate the 101st Airborne Division to make sure African-American students could go to class in this country without being physically assaulted. Is that what it's come to now on America's college campuses? Are we going to have to activate the National Guard?
We should have already done it.
To see that Jewish students can go to class in safety without being in fear of their lives. I would just say this, Mr. President. As a nation, we must speak with one voice and say that there is a right and there is a wrong, there is good and there is evil, and threatening to kill an entire class of people is wrong and it is evil.
And it will not stand. And it will not stand because it cannot stand. This is one of the things we need to focus on. Let's go to Randall in Pacific Grove. Randall, welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind on this Monday?
Hello, Rob. Yeah, this is what happens when you put religion before country. You want to know why people who are victims continue to vote Democrat. Their religion requires that they be passive. The problem with conservatives is they give over to religion before country.
I'm not sure exactly what you mean, Randall. You're talking about Christian principles that would guide us to be peaceful and tolerant to our detriment?
If you give over to religion before nation, then you're allowing the Muslims to do the same. And I'm afraid the left has a better religion. It's like Jonestown. The thing is what happened in Nazi Germany and the fact that the Nuremberg trials did not punish the Nazis. They didn't even do any prison time. But very few were executed. It's the whole ingrained religion that says you have to turn the other cheek. Yes. You have to give it to God. The Jews did not want revenge. They should have had revenge. They should have executed all of those Nazis that were involved. Anyone who laid hands on anybody in those camps should have been executed, but they were not. Yeah. And the fact is, it is the religion and the faith that they devote themselves to passivity, and they do not... I'm not saying Jews do this. You wanted to know why victims continue to vote Democrat. Their religion, their belief requires that they put religion before country. I don't put religion before country. I go, I put religion for myself and my own salvation. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think you're confusing, Randall, and I appreciate your phone call. Thanks for the phone call. I think you are a little bit incorrect there. Democrats put party before everything else. Democrats put party before faith, before country, before everything. They put party. And even if that means eliminating people, if that means imprisoning people, even if that means people living in poverty, even if that means, you know, whatever it takes, the Democrat Party, their religion is the Democrat Party. As far as turning the other cheek and whatnot, yes, those are Judeo-Christian tenets. However, that doesn't mean that you won't push us too far to the point where we fight back. And I think we are. In fact, I know we are at that point. I'm trying to figure out, you know, I've got a lot of things to talk about. The trial in New York City, obviously. I've got some audio from Alan Dershowitz I want to play. Everybody, you got to realize they are most probably going to find Donald Trump guilty. Okay, they're going to try and put Donald Trump in prison. Benny Johnson has said that he wants to strip Donald Trump of his Secret Service protection if convicted. All right. This is how serious this is. I told you that things were going to get very weird in 2024, and we are knee deep in it. Okay. We are. There's nothing coming. I mean, there's more coming. But if you're waiting for it to come, it's already here. All right. And what we need to do is stay focused on protecting our country, protecting our people who would be victimized, like the Jewish people in our major cities and or on college campi. We need to stay focused as we suffer these slings and arrows. As Donald Trump goes through yet another trial, we need to stay focused on what is important, saving the country, holding it together until the election, which is coming in November, and doing everything we can as people in the meantime to shut down the nonsense, including the violence that's happening on college campuses. Anyway, here's the number, 800-922-6680. On the way, a little bit more from the trial in New York City. Won't spend a lot of time on it because most probably they're going to find Donald Trump guilty. And then we'll get into some very interesting details about the vote in Washington in favor of Ukraine over Americans. This is the Rob Carson Show. This is at Columbia University. Radical Islamists. Chanting to destroy Israel. This morning, actually, at Columbia University, Jewish professor denied entry at Columbia University, where he works as an assistant professor, after Palestinian activists blocked all Jews from entering.
Media in? Is the university keeping the media out? This is the CEO of the university. Are we not letting the media in?
My card has been deactivated? Yeah. Why?
Can you back up, please?
Uh-huh.
Wait. Everybody, my card has been deactivated. This is Cass Holloway, the COO. This is Gerald Lewis. They were in the meeting where I asked them if Hamas is a terror organization, and they couldn't say that it is a terrorist organization.
People at Columbia University have ushered this in, need to be relieved of duty, and Columbia University needs to be shut down completely until order can be restored. Everyone involved in these anti-Israel protests need to be removed as students and removed from the country if they are not here. That's it. NBC and MSNBC correspondent Antonia Hilton claimed Sunday that the anti-Israel protests at Columbia University, which are so extreme that a campus rabbi told Jewish students to leave for their own safety, Antonia Hilton says they're mostly peaceful. Where have we heard that? I told you they were going to make 2024 into 2020 all over again, and I'm not going to sit here and take it. I'm quite simply not going to take it anymore. Here's some more audio from Columbia University. Want to hear some of the things they were chanting? Al-Qassam, you make us proud. Take another soldier out. We say just as you say how. Burn Tel Aviv to the ground. Hamas, we love you. We support your rockets too. Red, black, green, and white, we support Hamas fight. It is right to rebel. Al-Qassam, give them hell. It's right to rebel. Hamas, give them hell. Free, free Palestine. Jihadists are openly chanting for terrorism on the streets of New York and at Columbia University. And I have no patience for it, and I want it beaten down. And if that means physically, then so be it. If they strike first, we strike second, and we are better armed physically and intellectually than they are. And they are bringing this to the United States of America. This, as many in Generation Z have forgotten what happened on 9/11, I haven't. It is as fresh in my mind today as it was 23 years ago. And this nonsense has to stop. The Democrat Party has ushered this in. The radical left has ushered this in. And this has to be stopped for the sake of our Jewish brothers and sisters. Let's go to John in Catonsville. John, welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon, Rob. You know, my question is, as much as I pay in federal taxes, how come no one can tell me who's paying for all those signs and who's importing these people into these protests? Why is it that we never get those answers from our government that we pay all this money to, that are supposed to have all these? They could tell us the shoe size of everybody January 6th. But they can't tell us anything about any of these people out there protesting right now, saying death to Israel, and essentially burning the American flag is the same as saying death to America as well.
Yeah, this isn't protected speech. As far as money is concerned, a lot of it, all of the protests of summer 2020 was Soros money and other left-wing groups. Now they're actually saying there are organizations within the Iranian National Guard, whatever it's called, is the one behind all of these protests. Regardless, they are not organic protests. These are bought and paid for protests, and they are not protected speech. And I would encourage the governors of these states, the people involved in these universities, bring the National Guard in. And in the meantime, if Jewish students are being told they can't go to class, then the university should be shut down. If students cannot go to class safely, I don't care what color you are, what religion you are, the university must cease all operations. Columbia University needs to cease all operations until they get the situation under control. If they cannot get the situation under control, everybody gets their tuition back and they shut down the school. That's it. We can't handle this. We can't, as a country, have this happen. I don't care where it is. Go ahead.
Well, what about the tax dollars as well? Let's cut off the federal funding to these
100%
that allow this to happen.
Well, 100%. That's not going to happen right now, though. It's not going to happen. Not until November. But I'm going to tell you, we've got to add this to the list of many things that must happen to take our country back. When Donald Trump becomes the next president of the United States, and they are going to do everything they can to keep him from getting there. I appreciate your phone call. This is Alan Dershowitz. You know, Donald Trump has a trial going on in New York City. It's based on nothing. This is Alan Dershowitz talking about the best that we can hope for.
Will fare in this criminal trial.
She's talking to Bianca De La Garza on Newsmax.
Too much of a...
On Monday.
No, I don't think it's too early. I think this is a bad jury for Donald Trump. I think it's too much of a New York Times TikTok jury. Guy says he has strong views about Trump, but he can put them aside. Nonsense. People can't put aside bad Trump. So I think this is maybe the best you can do with a New York jury pool. But it's not a good jury for Donald Trump. I think the best he's likely to do is a hung jury.
We will see. Here is Bianca De La Garza talking to Alan Dershowitz, who is a Jew, by the way, who's also very concerned about what's happening on America's campuses. One of the things that this judge is doing in the defense the prosecution is doing is not revealing the witnesses to the defense. Listen to this.
And another interesting development today was that the prosecution is refusing to tell Trump's team the names of the first witnesses, and Mershon is not going to make them. Is that legal? Is that fair?
No, it's not fair. You have a right to prepare. And if I were Trump's lawyers, as soon as the name of the first witness came forward, I would call for a recess. I need 2 or 3 days to prepare my examination of this witness. You can't just call witnesses out of the blue and expect that you'd be ready for cross-examination.
All of these trials are kangaroo trials. You look at the nonsense in Georgia. You look at the nonsense with the classified documents case in Washington, D.C. after Joe Biden had thousands and thousands of documents in 8 different locations from when he was senator and vice president. He should not have had them versus Donald Trump's classified documents case. You look at the absurdity of the supposed overvaluation of properties and the fine of Donald Trump of $500 million. And now Letitia James is saying that she wants the people who are guaranteeing the $175 million bond to be tossed out because she wants to start confiscating Trump properties. They are desperate. They are desperate to do anything. This trial in New York City is one of the last volleys that they're trying to fire. They want to get at least one count of Donald Trump being found guilty. Benny Thompson has said if Donald Trump is convicted of one count and imprisoned, they will take away a Secret Service protection. That, to me, says they want to have him assassinated in jail. This is the insanity of it, and this is a war. We are in the middle of a war. Trump's $175 bond should be rejected in the fraud trial because the insurance company hasn't backed it properly. New York Attorney General Letitia James, she never gives up. Her city is burning. The people are suffering, and she doesn't care. Benny Thompson proposing a bill to strip Trump of Secret Service protection. Unprecedented. Not a surprise. They went after him. They impeached him after he left office. First time in history. They raided his home in Mar-a-Lago. First time in history. They're trying him on felony charges. First time in history. And now they want to take away Secret Service protection. That's it. You've declared your war. Now let's fight. Now let's fight. I'm done with you. Done with this nonsense. Benny Thompson introduced legislation Friday, targets former President Donald Trump, take away his Secret Service protection. They want to have him assassinated. This is how serious this is. Current law doesn't anticipate how Secret Service protection would impact the felony prison sentence of a protectee. Even a former president is regrettable that if it has to come to this, but this previously unthought of scenario could become our reality. Therefore, it is necessary for us to be prepared to update the law so the American people can be assured the protective status does not translate into special treatment and that those who are sentenced to prison will indeed serve the time required of them. That's what they want to do. That's your Democrat Party. The same Democrat Party was ushered in this anti-Semitic evil on university campuses. We are knee-deep in this. Knee-deep in it. Elise Stefanik, oust Columbia University president. She said on Sunday, this university's failed leadership should result in the ouster of this president. While Columbia's failed leadership spent hundreds of hours preparing for this week's congressional hearing, it clearly was an attempt to cover up for their abject failure to enforce their own campus rules and protect Jewish students on campus. Over the past few months, especially in the last 24 hours, Columbia's leadership has clearly lost control of its campus, putting Jewish students' safety at risk. This is what they're doing, guys. I told you they were going to create the summer of 2020 all over again, and it's just a matter of whether you or me are going to let it happen. And I don't know about you, but I say no. 100% no. Fire her. If they can't get this under control, send in the National Guard. If they can't get it under control, shut down the universities where this anti-Semitic behavior has been allowed to foment. Remove every faculty member who is down with it, supports it, expel every student who attends these rallies and chants for the end of Israel and the death of the Jewish people, and then reopen classes. But these universities have to be gutted of this. Will this happen before November? I don't know. But it needs to happen. Let's take a break and come back. Deplorabella, you hold on. I know we've got Deplorabella. She wants to sound off in this, and I'm sure her comments are going to be stellar. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. Hey, guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
We haven't talked much about the international arena, but you know, his bromance with Putin, and it was actually called that, I think.
That's Hillary Clinton over the weekend talking about how Donald Trump wants to kill his opponents. Listen to this projection. A woman who was bought and sold by Russian oligarchs to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars into the Clinton Global Foundation, which went bankrupt after she was defeated. She was bought and paid for by Russia.
The former prime minister of Australia, who said he saw Trump with Putin, and Trump was like, you know, just gaga over Putin, because Putin does what he would like to do, kill his opposition, imprison his opposition.
Okay, now what is the Democrat Party attempting to do to Donald Trump? Yeah, it's all projection. It's all projection by a Democrat Party that is leaning into Nazism, is leaning into Stalinism, and leading into Maoism, imprisoning political opponents, attempting to assassinate them. That's what Benny Thompson wants to do by taking away Secret Service protection of Donald Trump if they can put him in jail for bullcrap charges. With a crooked judge who has deep, deep roots in the Democrat Party, with his daughter and himself, among others. This is America in 2024, and we have to fight it with every ounce of our being. Let's go to Deplora Bella in Delaware. Deplora Bella, welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind today?
Well, Rob, this Passover pogrom has nothing on my volcanic eruption of hatred and disgust for these miserable miscreants and lovers of murder who have come for this country. Columbia is now Judenrein. It's a Jew-free zone. Mm-hmm. In Yale, they're screaming, come help us tear down this society. Now, when Maxine Waters and Schumer incited to violence, and when Biden, in his Philly fascist backdrop,
yes,
labeled white extremists and terrorists, inviting violence. They were simply laying the groundwork for,
yes,
little Benny's bill, Benny Thompson's bill,
yep,
which is a prelude to the assassination of Donald J. Trump. They are unleashing a pogrom. A protest, you know, Rob, a protest has a permit. It has a designated space and a stipulated time, and then it's,
yes,
over. And it is not permitted to interfere with the normal civic activities of citizens.
Yes.
A pogrom, on the other hand, is an institutionalized and officially sanctioned outbreak of violence against targets of the state, of the government.
Wow.
And what are they doing? They're setting up the same Democrat Party that gave us secession and a Confederacy and sanctuary cities and gave us CHOP and Chaz in the Summer of Love.
Yes.
Now giving us liberation zones, autonomous zones, takeovers, and the claim by the police that they can't do anything because this is private property, they had no problem telling private businesses to shut down during,
yes,
COVID. They,
yes,
had no problem telling American people, you are locked down, but we will permit Antifa and BLM to protest in the streets during a pandemic because racism,
yes,
is the biggest public health threat. Well, now we have these little masked marauders who use their anonymity as a way to strike fear and terror into our country, unleashing their hatred. They're not going to stop with whites or Jews or traditional Catholics or Christians who believe in, oh, I don't know, the Ten Commandments, the First,
mm-hmm,
Ten Amendments. They are coming for everything that makes this republic exceptional and wonderful. They are coming to kill. These are rabid animals. It's not enough that Soros and the Chinese and all the other enemies that are financing this garbage have unleashed Soros-funded DAs and GAs all over the country who have emptied the jails and people who should be in insane asylums or incarcerated or subjected to capital punishment, are out there preying on American citizens on,
yes,
a daily basis with impunity. And Trump has no immunity.
Yes.
It is an outrage. It is the end of our country if we let this pass. These,
yes,
colleges are nothing more than secular madrasas. They're indoctrination,
yes,
centers. And when I hear Arabic being spoken, or maybe it's going to be Farsi next week for Iran, I'm not surprised, because we let Gutter, and it should be called Gutter, G-U-T-T-E-R, when we let Gutter and the Saudis and the Chinese send billions of dollars into our universities to take over and set up institutions. It's no surprise that the Biden Penn Center was helping to conceal classified purloined documents that plagiarist ghoul-in-chief Biden stole as vice president and senator and president. And now Trump, who is covered by the Presidential Records Act, is being threatened with jail and worse for doing what was legally permissible. Things are so upside down. I am waiting for Alan Dershowitz, a remarkably intelligent man, to understand that the Democrat Party is beyond saving.
Oh, yeah.
And I am waiting for Americans to understand that the Ivy League Intifada has now placed these institutions, which should have been higher learning, they are now lower learning. They are learning to hate this country.
Amen.
It's time for them to be shut down.
Amen, amen.
The money that they have in their endowments should be used as reparations for the victims of Antifa and BLM and these Palestinian pro-Hamas genocidal monsters. It should go to the people.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Deplorabella, we got to run. Brilliant takes. I've got to take a break. This is the Rob Carson Show. All right, coming up, hour number two of the Rob Carson Show. Joe DiGenova talks to us live from New York to talk about what is happening with this persecution of Donald Trump. Are you an Alice? That is a new category of consumer. You have to choose between food and rent. Money for Ukraine, none for the border, and Ukrainian flags in the House chambers. One representative says Ukraine's border is our border. They're rubbing your face in it. That's all coming up. This is the Rob Carson Show.